Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, for God's sake, you go. some good things.
You got me excited.
This was the cure, yay. All right, people, it's true. You know, but you didn't get a bigger one, right? It's a COVID. Well, you know, if you don't know. Thank Okay. Thank you. We're then going in the backyard. I love this presence. You can't act. You really have to go into the lyrics. this is cold. Oh.
sweet and godlike spirit in her. She's beautiful. She's just a beautiful person. I'm the same too because I have a brain tumor called pyroblastoma. I don't know where I'm going to get this from, so I told her if I could do it, you could do it. The hardest part of cancer is knowing that you have it. But when she told me that it would be okay and that she'll always be there, then I was fine.
It doesn't look like she's going through anything. And I think St. Julie has a lot to do with it because they just make it comfortable for her.
She gives up hope and try to make the best of things.
I would have not known I'd be or deal with all this stuff. So St. Julie has been a godsend for me.
Thank you.
I tried it before, it's different. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Here's the one becoming. Thank you. like I'd miss a barking seal today.
That's the first time you ever walked out on stage in front of people.
Well, believe it or not, it was in kindergarten. It was the,
what did you do?
School talent show. So I did a foxtrot with a dummy because none of the girls could do the foxtrot. So you know those kind of,
like, foxtrot for the uninitiated in those days. It was a slow thing. The song on this show by a man named George Hamilton. And in those days, we had the cheapest lyrics. Let us plug the candy bar. We were the only show. The thing was a massive hit all over the world, and we played a rose and a candy bar. And everywhere else was a rose and baby. When did you first get to it? When did you first get to it? I guess a couple years ago, I was working in the production of Hamilton. This is the strange thing. He worked through school at the University of Pennsylvania. Massive, great couple, just a very distinguished stage. Then I see an array of commercials. Follow Soda Pop and everybody. What do you have? I mean, did you think they would bring you to the show?
Well, no, it didn't. You know, I just was
in New York. You do commercial calls. You go out and do these things. And you said, it's
hard. Three commercials for Dr. Pepper. Well, I like it. And we did a dance audition.
I got the commercials, and that's not even fun. It's very bad. Many career out of commercials, well, down to you to make this behavior broadly in commercials. It's a very vibrant scene. What do you hope to have happen to one?
I guess I'd like to do some more films. I'm doing one right now. It's all this new crap.
Are you mentioning it? All about it? What's it called?
Right now it's called The All Night Treasure Hunt. The game, they're kind of playing with the titles, but it takes place in Los Angeles at night.
Driving around trying to find clues and going to the next location. It's going to be they want to release it in February. We're in production.
Cool. Give me any two titles
that you think will be called. We'll look for it. Well, look for Walt Disney Presents, and then your name.
David, thank you.
Now,
Huh.